Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Happens when you hear that music. We bring the funk. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Trent McMurray, say something, Trent.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good night.
Yes, and the voice of Talktainment Radio, I'm getting chills just thinking about her. Rita Otto, say something, Rita.
Good evening, everyone. Let's do this.
I know y'all think I'm kidding, but I get chills when that girl talks to me. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Lord have mercy. Okay, and tonight's a very special show. We have a special guest that I'm going to introduce about 6:07 or whatever. His name is Mike Armstrong, and to read his resume would almost take me to the completion of the entire show, but I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to give you some highlights of it. Hey, if you'd like to call in, you can, 1-877-932-9766, or you can email me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Okay, let's hit it off. Talking Sports Plus. Give me a story today, Trent.
Well, you know, Mr. Bobby, college football is about to start.
Watch out now.
You know, that's my favorite time of the year.
Ooh-wee.
The best time. Other than Major League,
yeah, I know
baseball.
The damn Yankees.
College football. ESPN put out their top 10 preseason ranking.
Okay,
and coming in at number one is the Clemson Tigers.
Dabo Sweeney, the praying
Dabo,
man.
The praying
hard
man.
To get go
absolutely.
Against them. Okay,
absolutely.
All right.
Number two, Alabama.
Okay.
Okay, number three, Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, go dogs!
Now, number four is a little suspect to me.
Suspect?
It
why?
Is what
why
it
are
is.
They suspect?
Because it's the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oklahoma.
And topping off number five, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Uh-huh. You think that's a good place for them?
Yeah, it's a good place.
Okay, go ahead.
Last time we were five, we ended up winning a national championship.
Oh, in the five hole, huh?
Yeah, well.
Okay, if you're going to be in a hole, be in the five hole.
That
okay.
Too. Number six is that state up north.
What?
The Amazing Blue.
They're number five?
They're number six.
Come on, man.
Number six. We'll leave them there. That's okay. Number seven is LSU.
Tigers, go Tigers.
Number eight is a mystery to me, but
who's that?
Notre Dame.
You mean the Golden
Irish,
Domers?
The Golden Domers. I have no clue why, when, or who, but.
Sugar honey iced tea.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Number nine, the Florida Gators.
Chomp, chomp.
And rounding out the top 10, you have Texas.
Oh, yeah. Now, I got to go with Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, my peoples is down in Texas.
Yes,
my
they
grandsons
are.
Is down in Texas. At least three of them, so yeah, okay.
I haven't been to Texas in a while.
We're not even going to talk about certain places in Texas. No, okay. All right, top 10. Okay, yeah, I like that too. We'll get back to that. Miss Rita, go ahead, voiced. Come on, make me shiver. Go ahead. I'm shivering now. Go ahead.
Mufasa.
Woo! God, the Lion King. No, not LeBron.
No.
And not the guy at 1600. Okay.
No.
Okay.
We won't talk about the orange
Cheeto. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Hey.
Woo!
All right. You ever heard the name Lonnie Johnson Jr.?
No. What he done? Mm.
He got kicked out of practice for tackling like a psycho. The Texans and the Packers had a joint practice yesterday.
Okay.
As is often the case when teams are playing and they're already grumpy and practicing from every day.
Yes.
You know, a little scruffle. Boys
will
be boys. But it is said that this was different from your standard training camp, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it was instigated by one player who was so committed to playing like a psycho. And I want to say that I edited that word from the article I took it from. Ooh. They used a much harsher word.
They did? Mm-hmm. Is it a word that I might be familiar with?
You would, but it's pure profanity.
Oh, you mean we can't say that on radio because of what George Carlin said, the seven words you can't say on radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The psycho in question was, in fact, cornerback Lonnie Johnson Jr.
Where's he from?
He is from, I'm too fast. Can't find it. Wait.
Okay. Wait. 59?
Okay.
58? Okay.
No. We're going to keep moving.
Okay. Keep it moving.
It was supposed to be a non-tackling session.
Okay.
Again, between the Texans and the Packers.
Okay.
But he decided to go, you know, really, really hard.
Mm.
He's a rookie, and he needs to know you can't be hitting guys like that in life.
If you're going to go at it, baby, go hard. Come on
now. Absolutely ridiculous.
Go hard or stay home.
Woo!
Oh. Woo! And in fact, what he said was, he's not trying to hurt nobody. He just wanted to be great. Now, the player that he hit went and got checked out.
Okay.
You know, he's fine.
Okay.
But here's my question.
I'm listening.
It's football.
Yes.
Like Trent said, go hard
or go home. Yes.
Even in practice.
Yes.
If you don't practice hard.
Yes.
How do you play
Trent,
hard?
Rita, do you think that could be because of the... what is that? CP, concussion protocol, could be in effect.
Talk about practice. We sitting here.
See what I'm saying?
I
love my producer. He's on the money.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
we ain't talking about a game.
About practice.
Yeah.
Not a game.
Come through.
We talking about practice.
Practice. Trent, seriously, Rita, do you think that that may have something? Could be concussion protocol. Maybe he's been hit in the head a few too many times.
I mean, it's possible,
okay.
But to this point, he hasn't shown any of that. He's a rookie, and he's exuberant, and he's trying to solidify his spot on this roster and show what he can do. Why would you play at half-mast?
Huh.
Why would you give only partial juice when you're trying to show, listen, I want us to win?
Yes.
And, oh, by the way, this old adage, practice makes... perfect.
It does?
It does.
Okay, all right.
So get your practice
all
in.
All right. Speaking about practice and making perfect, Trent, did you, and Rita, did you see, you know, the Oakland Raiders still, not the Las Vegas, what are they going to be, Las Vegas Knights or whatever? No, that's a hockey team.
That's a hockey team.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to, maybe they're going to be
the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. I know Maggie South won't like that. But anyway, they had a, you know, he's not practicing, so they was asking John Gruden about that. I'm still mad at him for what he did with Khalil Mack. But anyway, they showed a picture of my man's dogs on the air, man. Said he can't practice because of his dog. Did you see the picture, Trent?
Oh, no.
Oh, you saw the picture, didn't you, Rita?
I saw the picture and went right past it. Hey, I have a thing about feet.
Oh, really? Yeah, me too, especially your toes.
My
but anyway,
thing and your thing are different.
Oh, yeah. Hey. This brother's feet, Trent, I'm telling you, man, I had to go in the bathroom and rewash mine, man.
Listen.
They were terrible, man. I mean, the skin was peeling from where his toes stopped to the end of it, Trent. I mean, big globs of dead skin. So I don't know what his problem is.
So now you understand why that men should get pedicures.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, I'm scheduled now, man. Because, you know, I take care of my dogs, man.
I have one in the South Pacific.
And I know who did it, too. Okay, do I see Shaka Khan over there warming up? Yeah, get her pipes together. Because you know that's my girl, man. Woo! I saw her as a teen, and I ain't never got over there. She was at the Palace, man.
You know, I used to think I was Shaka.
Yeah.
I played like Shaka when I was a kid. That's where the pipes first started to develop.
I'm going to tell you, you don't even have to play. Hey, listen, when you hear that sound, you know what that means. That means she could get ready to tell us something good. And we have right here live in the studio with the microphone right there, we have Brother Mike Armstrong. Now listen, right, I'm going to try to give a quick bio. He's licensed in the state of Ohio to do some insurance stuff. He's been in that since 2018. I didn't know this. Cosmetology, Trent. Woo!
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Aircraft electrician. Now, you know I like to fly.
So do I.
Oh, yeah, I know. Fly
you
high.
You know I do it regularly.
Yeah. long and short-term care, Medicare. Man, I need to ask him some questions about that. you ain't going to believe this, Trent.
Okay.
The brother is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. He. Okay. 15 years. Okay. Brother, do some acting. I seen the bro on TV, man.
I said,
what?
Right.
Yeah. The brother was on the TV just a strolling. And talk. I said, go ahead, bro. I didn't know his name, but I said, I know that brother. Singer. Go ahead, Rita. Sing. Does voiceovers. Heavy industrial equipment man sells. Man can sell automobile. You know, I need to talk to you, Mike. Management, finance management, regional territory manager for LoJack. There must be a hijack going somewhere, too. Okay. listen to his business plan. He says his goal is to offer solutions that meet your needs today for life of your retirement. Mm-hmm. I believe in building a personal relationship with you as my client so I can better understand, let's see, come on, Bobby, yeah, your retirement goals, help you get there with confidence. Got to have confidence. Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Mike Armstrong. Where's that little thing at? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, we got it, yeah. Brother Mike, what the hell haven't you done?
Mr. Bobby, this here Shaq, before you go on. I just want to bring up the fact that you're talking about people's feet, and you ain't saying nothing about mine.
Well, at least they're not like Bob Lanier, size 22s.
That's true.
Woo!
What's happening, Mr. Bobby?
Hey, ain't nothing happening. Mike.
Rita, good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you again, Mike.
Bring you in here, Mike, to see you done some acting. I was watching TV and the commercial came on, and I said, I don't know that, brother. Mike, what's going on with that? And then you got some shows in the can, right? Sitcoms and a few other little things. Go ahead, tell us about that a little bit.
I was on Martin.
Yeah, okay.
Jamie Foxx show.
Okay.
Worked with Steven Spielberg on a cop show called High Incident. I was Detective Woodward. Okay. Done a lot of voiceovers for cartoons like Dexter's Laboratory. Spokesman for Safe Auto Insurance for about 5 years.
Yes.
Right.
I used to use it in my stand-up act because people would say, hey, I know that guy. I know him. I go, y'all seen the Safe Auto commercial? You know, black guy and a white girl with red hair walking down the aisle going, here is Safe Auto. We keep you legal for less. I was the white girl.
Right.
That was me. I had red hair. White skin.
You had me at Dexter's Lab.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
I played a superhero on there, Action Hank.
Action Hank, yeah.
I was the beard.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. Action Hank.
Go ahead, Trent.
So I heard insurance. I got one insurance question for you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Term life or whole life?
Whole life.
Okay. Thank you.
Term life
right.
is a waste of term and money.
Okay.
The bottom line is, here's the way I explain term life to people. If you're lucky,
mm-hmm.
you'll die.
Correct.
And if you're unlucky, you'll die.
Right.
So when you put, the reason why they call it term is because when the term is up,
mm-hmm.
you don't have insurance anymore.
Right.
And if you want to keep it, then it's going to cost you even more.
Right.
Lots more.
Okay.
So you can get like a 20-year term.
Uh-huh.
And in 20 years, you got nothing to show for it except for everything. And, you know, I'm going to say our people.
Well, go ahead.
Right.
Get the wool pulled over our eyes right. with 600,000, 700,000, 800,000, $1 million policy.
Right.
And they're paying $40, $50, $60, $80 a month. I got $1 million policy.
Right.
For
right.
20 years. They've right. been paying $90 for 20 years.
Right.
So it's time to renew it. And they're like, well, I'm going to keep my $1 million policy. Oh, no problem. That's going to cost you $280.
Right.
A what?
Right.
A year?
A month.
No, a month.
Yeah, mm. That's crazy.
And then you say, you know, well, no, I can't afford that. They go, not a problem. We've really enjoyed having you as our client.
They ain't mad to let you go. They made
right.
a lot of
they
money.
They made their money. Right.
So, but you, 1%
This is a fact that people don't, and you can look, you can Google this.
Right.
1% of term life in the United States pays off a death benefit.
Wow.
The term runs out, and the insurance company got rich.
Right.
Okay.
So whole life is the way to go.
Whole life. You're making, you know, your money is growing.
Right. Mm. Exactly.
Your benefit never changes, and your premium never changes.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. So you're not going to get $1 million policy.
Right.
I mean, you can get one.
Right.
If you want to pay for it.
Pay for it. Right.
But you're going to get something that's tangible, and it's going to grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that was whole life, right?
Whole life.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to mess with that.
I said whole life.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say whole life.
Okay.
What kind of radio program you got, man?
Give me my money. Where's my money? Where is my money?
Because I heard Red Fox say one time he went to Chicago and he was on the stagecoach and he heard the stagecoach driver say, whole, and 10 women ran out. You know, so I don't know.
And let me say, Mr. Bobby.
Yeah.
Mr. Bobby.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to run up to it. Big dummy.
Yeah. Rita, you got some questions for Brother Mike.
So I heard you say voiceovers.
Yes, I do voices.
Yes. What got you initially interested, not just in, I know, the acting portion of it, but specifically in doing voice work?
When I was just a little child.
A pup, huh?
My mom and my dad would just look at that boy, and I would do voices of the people that I heard on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the risk of telling my age, one of the first voices was, "Tonight we're going to have a really big shoe."
It's Salivar.
We will have the Beatles, Topo Gigio.
And you kiss me goodnight.
Okay.
I get you.
And then later in life, I just started building a repertoire.
And all of a sudden, man, Sammy came out big.
Okay. Interesting.
And in doing those voices, it kind of got caught on, and people started asking me to do voices on their shows and doing it for their commercials and things like that.
Can you do Mudbone? No.
What's your favorite voice that you've done?
You know what? Sammy brings it out of everybody. Even people, kids, everybody knows who Sammy is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sammy lives forever.
Right.
So okay. He's just one of the favorite things that I do.
All right. Let me do this. TalkTimeRadio.com is a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and, of course, politics. And here's a couple or three that I'm going to share with you. Trent and I, one of our favorite shows is the Quay Morgan Hill Show.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
And the John Witherspoon boy. But anyway, Quay Morgan Hill Show. Talking sports, yeah, that's what we're doing now. The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and yours truly as co-host. That, as a matter of fact, premieres tomorrow at 9 until 11 a.m. So you want to make sure you tune into that because it's going to be hot. And, of course, we can do this, the Jazz Showcase with Ed Dozier. Now, listen, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go on to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs and give it a sample. You sampled some things before, haven't you, Trent? Yeah, I know you have. Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't say nothing.
I'm not.
Okay. Give it a sample and see if you like it or if you don't. We have shows that will fit your need. All this from TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. We got Brother Mike Armstrong here in the segment. Tell me something good. 1-877-932-9766 is the number, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com. Trent, go ahead, fire away.
So, Mike, are you originally from Columbus?
No, I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Trent.
Uh-oh.
And I actually, because Mr. Bobby brought it up, you see, my bone just came out. And he wanted to ask Trent a question, see? Because I know from where you're from, see?
Right.
I'm just saying, you know. And I'm listening to you earlier, and I'm saying, and that boy used to be smart. But he said earlier, I heard him said, Alabama. Now, it was wandering to my mind. I said this to myself. How do you spell Alabama?
Right.
So
you spell Alabama, A-L-A-B-A-M-I-E, Alabama.
Okay.
I love it, Mike. I love it.
From Philly, brother.
From Philly. Now, the Philly sound, bro.
East Germantown.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Wow. That's where the move was at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was that? Who's that bombed them? Mayor Good? Was that Good? Wilson Good that did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Miss Rita, the voice. Go ahead. Lay some more voice
Matt,
there.
Now you know my questions are always surrounding things with the voice.
Okay. Go ahead.
You
do
sing.
It.
Tell me more.
I love to sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you sing?
I sing whatever you want me to sing.
Are you jazz? Are you R&B? Are you gospel?
I'm all over the place. There okay. is no forte.
Okay.
I like funk.
There's no foreplay.
I didn't say there was no foreplay.
That's the name of a group.
Now, wait a minute.
That's the name of a group.
With y'all, man.
That's kind of radio program. That's the name of a group. Foreplay. Yeah, foreplay.
I'm trying to keep it GM.
Okay. Jim, you trying to keep a Jim? Go ahead.
What would you say you are, a tenor, baritone? Where does your voice fall?
Mr. Bobby, you know I got range.
Yeah, I know you can do it,
okay.
Ma'am.
I got range.
Yeah.
Well, let me qualify my question.
Uh-oh.
I am
okay.
a classically trained vocalist.
Oh, she said it again.
So I'm
Ooh.
Asking okay. from the point of view of what's your training and what have you been into and what do you like to do?
I was Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
Mm. So, and I bring
You're
that up
three
because,
for three.
Okay, because you say classically
I
trained.
I know
and that was the
that
rock
well.
Opera.
Yes.
Okay, so.
All right. Okay. I mean, if you can sing the part of Judas, you got it going on. That's what's up.
You know, it's a great story about that. We got a review when we were doing our regional tour,
mm-hmm.
and it said the play was okay, lacked luster, but then again, Judas stood out, but his enunciation was poor. So that evening, everyone consoled me and said, you know, Mike, man, don't let any of those critics mess with you. You know you bad. You know you got this. I said, man, I ain't think about no critics. Don't bother me. Mm-hmm. So the next night, play started, and I came out, and I said, my mind is clearer now. And they fell out. They're on stage laughing so hard, it made me turn and look.
Did my pants drop? What happened?
And they were like, oh, no, it ain't bothering you, right, Mike? It ain't bothering you at all. Well, so I enunciated extensively that night. It was really bad.
At least you didn't have a what is that a wardrobe malfunction? Nothing fell out. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, Trent, you have one more question for my brother Mike.
So, what landed you in C-Town, Mike? You from Philly? So I know that's close.
He brought it up earlier. The aircraft electrician. I was in the Air Force.
For how long?
I just did one term,
okay.
and I ended up here.
Okay.
It was Lockbourne Air Force.
Lockbourne, right. Okay. Yeah, Rickenbacker now.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, Air National Guard, among other things.
54th Aero Squadron. Mm-hmm. I worked on the B-52 bomber.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. And that baby is still rolling.
It's a big beast. It'll never die.
Yeah, right. I love that bad boy. Right. Hey, were the Tuskegee Airmen out there? Because I understand that some of them were out there at one point.
They were.
Yeah.
What, at Rick or Lockbourne?
Yeah, they were there.
They visited. I mean, when you say was the... I'm not that old, man. Why are you tripping? See, you told me you wasn't going to be tripping if I came on. You said, man, I ain't going to mess with you.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Just as I dated Moses' sister.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Don't bring out Rudy Ware more. Way down with the Jungle Deep. Okay. Okay. The Signifying Monkey stepped on the
That's good, Mike.
Okay. Well, Mike, look, we appreciate you spending some time here with us here on Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby and Trent and Rita. And, of course, we would like to have you back. Is there any parting words you would like to leave with us or say, that maybe a question or something that we didn't hit, something you want to bring out before we have to terminate this interview?
Let's see. Maybe just for Rita.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Let me scoot over.
Yes.
I can't say how this world will unfold. I can't change what the future may hold. Ooh. But I want you in it.
Woo!
Every hour, every minute.
Ooh. Mufasa. Okay. All righty.
Mufasa.
Ain't it time for commercials? You need a fan.
If we had the cameras on it.
Thank you, Trey.
It got hot in here. All right, Mike. Well, we surely do. Thank you very much for your kind words and your contributions and coming down here.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Us here on Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, Trent, and Rita. All right, thank you, Mike. Okay, we got a couple of minutes before we do our commercial here. Trent, let's talk about a little bit about the Cleveland Browns.
The Clowns?
See, now you went there. The Pittsburgh. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes.
The L.A. Chargers, yes. And the Cowgirls, as you call them.
Yes.
Is Zeke going to play?
No.
Huh?
What part of that didn't you understand? The N or the O?
What is an N?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Zeke is not going to play.
No, he holding out. All he right. Want his money. What is
he holding out for?
His money.
His money?
His money.
He ain't been in the league that long.
Don't matter. Who was the, that was Saquon Barkley. But
yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won his money.
All right. What about the Rams? I'm looking at my Saints. What about
I'm picking the Rams to play for the Super Bowl.
If I didn't like you,
I'm telling you.
Uh-oh.
Did I not call it last year?
What did you call?
The Rams would play for the bowl.
Ain't, yeah, that jacked up call.
Well.
Yeah, I know.
Can I ask you one, Trent?
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Are they going to give Zeke the money?
Yes.
You doggone right.
They got no Jerry. He ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Zeke.
Yeah, they going to pay him.
They going to pay him.
Yeah,
right.
You got to pay to play.
That's right.
Okay. And what about the Chargers? They got the boy holding out. Now he wants to be traded.
Well, they either trade him or pay him.
You think they'll pay him?
No, they're going to trade him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He on his way.
All right, we got to talk about Rita's team because I know she like them you-know-who.
Who?
Come on.
Steelers.
Stay jacked. Huh? They got no quarterback. They got no running back. They got nothing.
You will respect the steel curtain.
I don't have to respect nothing. The steel curtain is melted.
You will respect
the steel curtain has melted.
Now, why do you say that?
Yellow.
Why you say that, Trent?
Who cares about black and yellow? Bumblebees are black and yellow.
Oh, I forgot your colors are red and white.
No, they're actually blue.
Blue. Come on, get
the
it right.
Giants, the New York Giants.
Right. I'm sorry, right. Scarlet and gray.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
That too, yeah.
What about Steelers, Mr. Bobby?
Well, I mean, you know, they have a history of
history. Actually. That means past, right? Behind them. Behind. It's there for a reason.
They have a history of being good, even with Tomlin.
Okay.
So, and consistent. So, that division.
Consistently nothing.
Hey, now.
You are really on them today.
I mean.
He must have had his Wheaties or whatever.
Dude, I just came back from the South Pacific. I'm mad, bro.
Because
I'm back here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I bet there was a nice flight, too.
Ooh.
Man, you know I love planes.
Dude, there's only.
What?
Four people on the plane.
Well, that sounds like a private jet, man.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I know. I was at the airport last night, and I seen somebody roll in with one of them business jets over there at Lane. Yeah, it looked like a 737 all by itself for somebody. And guess what? Limousine service pulled up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, step on out the plane.
Of course.
Yeah. Me? Can it be me? Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All righty. We got to do this, man.
Okay.
Damn Yankees.
Yes.
Last week, the Red Sox were all over them, and everybody was just talking and carrying on.
What happened was?
Well, guess what?
What?
The Yankees lead them by so many games, it ain't even funny.
Correct. Right? Correct.
Yeah. Oh,
hello.
By the way, that's Rita's team, too.
You know. You doubt?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean.
We ain't even got no pitchers, and we still killing them.
I mean, and they swept this last series, right?
Yeah, they
I mean,
did.
There was a lot of trash talking happening before
yeah.
this.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Boston's coming back. They're about to whip the Yankees again. Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Didn't we just get Didn't we just had a Hall of Fame induction into the Major League?
I tell you what. I tell you what you had. You had this. TopTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TopTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts aren't available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Stick and stay. Don't go away. We're going to have more subjects coming up. And, of course, you know, Trent's rant will be at a quarter of the hour. All that and more on TopTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakafi on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Out Rally at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1755.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
Toptainment Radio, worldwide sound. Toptainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come.
Alrighty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the host of Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Along with me is my sidekicks, Trent McMurray, and the voice of TalkTainmentRadio.com, Miss Rita Arnold.
That's
hey,
the one.
The one and only 1-877-932-9766. Thanks for the Gmail. And speaking about that, you can also Gmail me if you would like, 7MrBobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Trent, lay one on me.
So we talked briefly about Zeke, Ezekiel Elliott. He's not playing for the Cowboys without a new deal. Okay, representatives of the running back have told the Dallas Cowboys that he will not play during the 2019 season without a new contract. A person close to that told ESPN today. The source added that at this time it is not likely that Mr. Elliott's holdout continues into the regular season based on the belief that the Cowboys owner Jerry Jones wants a new deal done before week one, Mr. Bobby.
Week one.
Mm. Since the Cowboys started training camp, Zeke has been in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Have you been down there?
Yes.
Is it really nice?
Very.
You going back again?
No.
Oh.
So, therefore, he is not going to play, and he's also being fined $40,000 a day.
A day?
A day. And the Cowboys also can come after a prorated portion of his signing bonus.
Mm.
If he does not report before Saturday's preseason opener against the San Francisco 49ers, he could be fined a regular season game check of roughly $226,000.
That's how he's getting.
Play to win.
That's per game.
You don't play to just play.
That's how much he makes
a
week.
About sports.
you play to win the game. He is under contract through 2020, is set to make $3.853 million this season and $9 million next season. To be continued.
TBC. Huh?
Get your money, Zeke.
Get your money. Rita, I know you have I know you have something for me. Go ahead.
Do I need to leave the room?
I don't know, because Mike, y'all know Mike, he's kind of hard act to follow.
I mean, he warmed it up nice. So have you guys seen the tweets that Wendy's puts out where they kind of roast people? And they're really great tweets.
Yeah.
Whoever they have working for Wendy's that does their little roast sessions, they are up to date on their current events.
Okay.
They have a great tone to them. They're always funny, but never offensive.
Oh, funny, remember, but not offensive.
Remember that last part. Never offensive. The Miami Marlins were not as lucky. They used Steve Irwin's death to taunt the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. The Miami Marlins baseball team has apologized after its social media team attempted to taunt the Tampa Bay Devil Rays with a tweet about the Australian wildlife expert and broadcaster Steve Irwin. Twitter trash talking between the rival Florida-based teams took an insensitive turn on Sunday after the Rays beat the Marlins twice in a weekend doubleheader. The Marlins called the Rays literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin and told them to log off.
Double tap.
Former team president David Sampson called for the person responsible to be fired. He said, yeah, I was fired, but the person responsible for this tweet should be sitting right next to me and would be were I still here. Let's hope Jeter is actually paying attention. Inexcusable, even by Twitter standards.
Maybe they should watch that series on FX called Snowfall.
I have not. I need to add one to the list?
I have.
That's good. Snowfall? Let me do that.
Snowfall.
Okay, adding that to the list.
Were you a Wire fan?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, okay.
I don't think I trust anyone who wasn't.
Snowfall. Oh, man. Trent, I know this wasn't on the thing, but I just had to bring this up.
Okay.
I know that you're black and proud. There's no doubt
about
that.
Yes, I am.
That. Okay. Well,
I'm no black and I'm proud.
Okay. Now, you remember when the baseballs were juiced back when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds, and they're getting all them home runs.
Yeah.
Okay. And they would interview all of them, and Sammy could speak good English. I mean, good English, right?
Yes, he spoke English
very well. Okay, let me ask you a question, man. Now, I know you're black and proud. Now, I took a look at the brother lately, and Sammy done I mean, not Zima, but what did that ultra skin tone cream that's supposed to lighten people up?
He bleached his skin.
The brother bleached his skin as if he's he wasn't proud to be black.
Correct.
He's not.
He's not.
No.
He bleached his skin.
And he will work to deny it at every turn. He looks insane.
Yeah.
Well, oh, man.
When you got money, you can do whatever you want, literally.
Oh, remember that?
That's not going to stop his children from popping out black as the Ace of Spades.
Remember that monkey called Chatter? And you say, Chatter, what's the matter with you? That was way before your time, Rita. Man, I couldn't believe that. Sammy, what the hell is wrong with you?
That's correct.
You don't want to be black anymore?
Evidently not.
I don't think he ever did.
No hablo inglés.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No hablo inglés.
How the hell are you going to go before a Senate subcommittee? You've been speaking English all this time, and all of a sudden you say, no hablo inglés.
No hablo inglés.
Anyway, Sammy, what the...
He got issues.
No, no respect for you, Sammy. Go ahead, Trent. Lay one on.
No hablo inglés.
Yeah, okay, no hablo inglés.
Speaking of it,
but you do speak fluent. Never mind.
Yes, I do. So,
what's
Mr. Bobby, just to let you know, guess whose house is for sale?
Wait a minute. But he took it off the market. If you, I'm thinking about Tom Brady.
It's still on the market. He has three houses.
Well, the one in Boston. In that rich suburb where his wife makes more money than he does.
Giselle?
Giselle. I don't think she's
She
all
make
that
a
high.
Whole lot more better than him.
Anyway.
So, yes, you are correct. They took the house off of the market. It was briefly on the market for $39.5 million.
How the hell are you going to live in a house like that, man?
I don't know. It's their Brookline, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Brookline.
House. It was on the market for $39.5. They took it off today. Mm. The couple's next closest property
is in Jersey,
CeeLo Ridge Field Club in Armenia.
Okay, what about the house
New York?
What about the house in Jersey?
The house in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Greenwich, Connecticut, and Alpine, Jersey.
They're
not
selling.
They
say that mother is
They're not selling.
No, they ain't going to sell that one. That's where the really rich people live.
Oh, and by the way, Brady and the New York Patriots, I guess is why he took the house off the market.
New York Patriots?
Whatever, New England.
Okay.
New England Patriots have agreed to a new deal.
That's what it was all about,
That will pay him an additional $8 million a year. Increasing his 2019 salary to $23 million a year.
Since you went there, Trent.
But it includes void years of 2020 and 2021.
So really, it's a what, one-year deal or something?
One-year deal.
I don't understand all that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I did go there, though.
Oh, yes, you did. Is Gronk coming back? Come on, man.
Hell no.
You don't think so?
No.
He beat up and tired?
He done.
He done?
He done. He getting tired of getting hit again, hit by brothers coming across the middle. He done. They punished him enough. He done.
Okay, he done.
He done.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
Rita, now that you've recovered from Michael.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so. Look at her.
I'm always looking
at her.
She's
man.
Melting.
Is she?
She's melting.
Well, go ahead.
Is that why? Okay.
Evidently.
Stop it up. What you got for me?
Can we have a feel-good moment?
Woo! Dr. Feel-Good, don't send me no doctor! Go ahead.
Let's talk feel-good. Oh. I was watching SportsCenter this morning, I got to see a little clip of Miami Marlins prospect.
A little what?
Isan Diaz.
A little what?
A little clip.
Okay, I just want to be sure I heard what I heard.
Hear what you heard?
No.
Exactly.
Time
you
out,
so nasty
Mr.
you heard something
Bobby.
That wasn't even said.
Okay.
Miami Marlins prospect Isan Diaz picked a perfect time to get his first big league hit. His dad was being interviewed in the stands as he was coming up to bat.
He got his first big league hit?
He didn't just get a big league hit. He rocketed a 422-foot bomb off Jacob DeGrom. A fastball in City
That's
Field.
That's my man. The Mets on my team.
He
rocked it. Cy Young. Yeah. All that.
Did they win the game? No.
I'm talking. Why are you ruining my feel good moment? Dad was giving an interview and he rocked a homer. Hit it out the park. Dad was overjoyed. It was so awesome to watch. So I just want to say congratulations.
Let me tell you something.
To Mr. Diaz.
What is the greatest thing about sports? You play to win the game. They lost.
That is
I don't
true.
Give a damn if he hit it out to England. You play to win the game. Well, anyway. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
You're right, Mr. Bobby.
See, there you go.
You play to win the
right.
game. You don't
there
you play
go.
To just
there
play.
You go.
Right.
The great thing about sports.
Yes.
See that cute little dog in the pet store.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to did, past tense, okay? When you say that, then that means you're getting ready to. I hear Marvin over there. Piping up his vocal cords to get ready because my man Trent over here is going to drop a bomb. He going to tell us what's going on, okay? Yeah.
What's going on?
And now, the moment that we've all been waiting for. The moment that I survive each week, because if I don't, trust me, I get cursed out. I think that's your people, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Trent's Rant.
Hello, Mr. Bobby and Rita.
Hello.
Today, I would like to lend my condolences to the two mass shootings that have happened lately, to all of the families, the victims, and the dumbasses that did it.
Yeah.
So I was actually thinking, you know, now you got the Democrats and Republicans screaming and hollering about gun control and to ban AR assault rifles, which I completely disagree with because I am a Second Amendment believer. What needs to happen is y'all need to do better background checks into these crazy people's lives. that want to have a gun. It's a responsibility. Even though more people have died in car accidents than at the hand of a handgun. But the mass shootings bring it to light, and once again, I think it's a ploy for these people to do gun control and to ban AR rifles and other assault rifles against our Second Amendment rights. But if the people that are in charge that issue such licenses and give the okay to have these types of weapons, you ought to do a better background check other than checking their Facebook page. To say it smoothly. So, Mr. Bobby, my question is, if you go buy a car, what's the first thing they ask you for?
You got any money?
Okay. What's the second thing they ask you for?
You got any money?
What's the third thing they ask you for?
The lot is right there. You can leave.
Exactly. So, do your background check, folks. Driver's license, where they live. Look into the person's history.
History.
History. Do they have mental illness? Have they been, you know, in domestic violence?
Woo!
You know, have there been issues with, if they have children, have they abused children? You need to look a little deeper. Pull the covers back instead of looking at the bedspread.
Mm.
See what's under the sheets.
Mm.
You know, it's tragic that you issue something crazy to a crazy person, then they do all this mass shooting. Now, in my viewpoint, the person who issued this person this rifle, he needs to go to jail, or she needs to go to jail.
Absolutely.
And charged with manslaughter.
Mm.
29 counts and 9 counts.
Mm.
Back it all the way up to the politicians and what this goes out for. I don't care how much money the NRA is padding your pocket because
Woo!
You want this gun.
Mm.
If you're going to give this gun, take the responsibility to give it to them correctly and do the background work on these insane people that are getting hold of these guns.
Mm.
I have no problem with gun owners or gun ownership.
I'm one.
So am I. But I will say,
yes,
do it the right way.
I did it.
Like my daddy said, boy, you better quit trying to do everything the quick and easy way. Take your time. Do it right.
Do it right.
And it'll be around forever.
Whoa.
So I'm just saying, I'm tired of seeing this. And then all of a sudden the media starts getting this dude's Facebook page. He was a Nazi, Satanist, whatever, whoever. Shot his sister and her boyfriend in the back of the car before it even kicked off.
Yeah, he was black boy.
Yeah, and hated him. I'm just saying, Mr. Bobby, but if you're going to do gun control, you're spending billions of dollars that we ain't got, and you're taking money from Medicaid and Medicare.
Mm.
Take some money and issue weapons the correct way.
Yes.
Without infringing on my Second Amendment rights.
Say it, brother.
I'm just saying, Mr. Bobby.
Ah, man. Let me say this, Trent, with that a quote from Dr. Frances Cress-Wells, and she said, Trent, black people are the only people in a war and don't know it.
Correct.
I ask, you know, why is that? Because we've been trained to be docile or easy to handle. That makes it easier to obey the oppressors without questioning. With that confusion also came the teaching of non-resistance so that we as a people could be maneuvered into where they wanted us to be. And for those who were resistant, they separated,
Right.
Buck broke them, or killed them, which they still do to this day. Trent, they are so bold that they have taken photos of these events and sometimes made it an occasion for celebrating by bringing food, thus the term, which I very seldom use, picnic,
right,
was invented. And this is why I refuse to use that term anymore. Mm-hmm. To add insult to injury, Rita, with the oppression came a salute to the symbol of white nationalism.
Absolutely.
The flag. And a song to go with it, the glorified killing, the national anthem. So that when you see these symbols, the real meaning is that racism is practiced here. When you finally wake up and smell the coffee, then you can see or realize that we've been in a war before we were conscious of it, or as Marvin said, what's going on?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Man. Yeah, seriously, that is a situation. And what is that word they use? A mental illness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Racism isn't mental illness.
Man.
So it should be punished.
Yeah. See, America is a corporation, and all the interests go toward the corporation. Those 535 senators and people you represent in Congress that are supposed to, I mean, that you voted in the Congress that are supposed to represent you have forgotten, Trent, their fiduciary responsibility.
Fiduciary.
Cannot live off $174,000 a year.
Why?
How can you go in there with no money and come out a billionaire?
That's true.
Mitch McConnell.
Hello?
A millionaire, $26 million.
Right.
That made no sense.
None.
There's some stealing going on.
There's been a lot. There's been stealing going on since they put him in there.
It makes sense. It's just not the rules that we play by.
We got to wake up, like Malcolm said. When they invite you to the White House to drink that coffee, don't do it, man.
No.
Don't do it.
They'll never invite me to the White House.
Ask Steve Harvey and Jim Brown that. And that hurts me about that.
Exactly.
That hurts me.
That's right.
Yeah, original gangster Jim Brown. Rita, talk to me. Please.
Can we talk about Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, my man!
I love him, too. But this...
Skittles.
Oh, gosh. Listen, apparently he hurled some F-bombs at a group of kids during a drill at his football camp in Seattle.
No.
On July 28th at a high school in West Seattle, Lynch was out on the field coaching about 200 kids, some as young as 9 years old. At one point, we're told that Lynch tossed some kids out of a contact drill saying, "Get the F out." It's unclear why Lynch booted the kids from the drill. Some of the kids began to cry, prompting at least one parent to intervene. The parent was a woman.
Mm.
And someone recorded it, of course. The woman says she threw her son's jersey on the field in Marshawn's direction and stormed off. The video that was taken begins with Lynch walking up to the stands to try and speak with the upset mother and other parents at the camp.
Yes.
The moms in the video wasted no time telling Marshawn that they had huge issues with his language and conduct on the field. Marshawn repeatedly asked the women, "Is there a man here with you?"
Mm.
In the video of the encounter, you can hear another parent tell Lynch, "What does that matter?" And he responds, "Because I want to speak to a man."
I'm mad at him.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop there.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at him.
And, I'm not mad at him.
And
either.
As Eddie Murphy said when he described that particular word you use, you ready for this, Trent?
Yes.
Frequently uncommon carnal knowledge.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So go. I had a friend on Facebook. His name is Logic. Logic, if you're listening.
Logic!
Thank you for sharing. And he had a very interesting perspective on this, and I'd like to share it.
Share, baby. Go ahead. Discussion. Go ahead.
Yes, Marshawn Lynch was inappropriate for telling a child to get the F off field.
Okay.
He should not only apologize to the child, but also explain to him why he did what he did. Okay. And how he could have acted better.
Mm-hmm.
Football culture by nature is patriarchal, sexist, and at times emits high levels of toxic masculinity. I mean, for football God's sake, the sport is rooted in girls reducing themselves to cheering for the guys on the field.
Yay.
Football implies, with a loud dog whistle, that girls and women can't coach or play. They were placed on the field to serve men. I'm confident this football mother knew this, as do all men, when we enroll our children into a football program. Thus, with certain football programs, especially that are rooted in Black cultural norms, comes what I call community patriarchal culture. According to community patriarchal culture, a man is not to speak to a woman, especially when there is animosity, if her male protector is not present.
Right.
This is a hard rule in the community or hood.
Right.
You are not to speak to a man's woman if he is there.
Right.
You are to speak with him about the matter. Ignoring this rule could escalate the matter if the male family members, loved ones, or protectors of said woman are there.
That's right.
And you disregard their presence.
That's
this could lead to violence.
Ass kicking.
Easily. Marshawn did an excellent job of recognizing this rule, and then, after he was informed there was not a man to speak with, proceeded to do a good job about being calm to assure the mother it was a safe place to speak with him without a male protector. Marshawn knows he's bigger, stronger, can get louder, and how intimidating his presence, fortified by his reputation, can be. He followed community patriarchal code to a G. Now, I couldn't agree with that anymore. I thought he put it so well. I just wanted to put it on the table.
Eloquent.
As a woman, I don't have a problem with what Marshawn did. Should he find another word, maybe? Yeah, you can say that, but this is football.
He didn't.
And if you're going to put your kid out on the field to play football, as coaches do and will, you're going to hear some colorful language.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but if you don't want your kid in a situation where they're going to hear that, he's never going to play any sport.
Right.
Let's be clear. I think Marshawn did a wonderful job handling himself.
He did. Speaking about a wonderful job, Trent, I already know that you know the answer to this because we've had many discussions about that, many discussions, Rita. But, Trent, if I ask you what God's name is, I know that you would tell me.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you and I, and you probably know this too, Rita, God's name is not God.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. It's not.
Right.
Correct. And contrary to popular belief, it's not damn either.
True.
You know, so using the Lord's name in vain is not putting those two words together because that's not his name.
Correct.
Okay. Just thought I would get that out there. Anyway, all right. Trent, give me a story, please.
Give damn. You a story.
Yeah, damn.
So, who?
Damn.
Uh-oh.
It broke.
Okay. What about the boy that stuck his finger in the dike?
I don't know, because she's now...
I'm
sorry. Whoa, anyway, now, here's a quick story, Mr. Bobby. The five NFL teams most likely to improve in 2019.
Number five.
Is the New York Football Giants.
Hail to the no.
Why not? If we already down, can't go nowhere but up.
I mean, that's okay. A positive look.
They got Saquon.
All right.
Number four is the New York Jets.
All right.
They're 4-12.
All right.
Yeah. The number three, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, that's right. Because they got that dude that like brothers, Bruce Arians.
Right. They're 5-11.
Did you see that special on him?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's deep. I love that man.
Point. Number two is the Carolina Panthers.
Plus, he wore kangaroo hats. Go ahead.
Yeah. Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, they're going to get Cam together this year.
They 7-9, right.
Mm. Okay.
And the number one most improved team to look out for the 2019 season is the San Francisco 49ers.
The Niners?
Really?
Bosa.
You know, we got 3 minutes to go in the show, but let me do this because I forgot. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. Along with my co-host Trent McMurray and the voice of TalkTainmentRadio.com, that is Miss Rita Arnold. We are here every other weekend. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you would call to get in, or 7MrBobby@gmail.com. Rita, you have the honors of the last story in about a minute and a half.
Oh, former Ohio University basketball star used his pregnant girlfriend's urine to
pass
the drug test.
He having a baby.
You're pregnant. They told him, congratulations, you passed the test, but you're pregnant, so now you're suspended. The International Basketball Federation suspended DJ Cooper for 2 years
from
a 2018 urine test.
Coop!
And one of the wildest stories ever to come from the European professional basketball.
Coop!
He played under Coop.
Coop!
Yeah.
That's
about
as bad as that guy impregnating an orangutan, right?
What?
Yes.
He did what?
He impregnated orangutan.
No.
Supposedly.
No.
It's false.
The DNA won't fit like that. That's another show, Mr. Bobby. It will not fit.
Not fit. You must have quit if it don't fit.
Cooper submitted.
I like gloves.
All right. Cue the music. Boy, time.
I'm here with you two today.
Bye. When you're having fun. Hey, listen, we had real good fun today. Thanks to Mike Armstrong for being our guest today on our Tell Me Something Good segment, to the voice of Talk Entertainment, Rita Arnold, my sidekick, Trinidad, of course, me. Listen, thank you for listening. Thank you for Gmailing me, talktainmentradio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening.